I did not get one night's good rest for maybe 3 weeks.
My name is Craig Michael Patrick.
And I'm Emily Early.
And this is Career Chat.
This episode of Career Chat, we interview associates of Western and Southern Life Insurance located in Cincinnati, Ohio. Our topic is the transition from college to career, what that means, and how important it is to your success.
Hi, this is Ray Gibson, and I'm a registered representative with Western and Southern Life. I'm a recent graduate from Bowling Green State University with a master's in college student personnel. I'm originally from the Dayton area in a small town called Covington, Ohio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gabe, and I graduated from Miami with the class of 2014 with a degree in finance. And my current position is a compensation analyst for HR, and I work to develop and administer compensation programs for our sales employees.
As professionals who recently entered the workforce, we know how stressful it can be to transition from college to career. Gabe and I are here to pass along some helpful tips on how to transition into your career with ease. In college, you created your own class schedule, and you probably made sure you had ample time to sleep in, with additional time set aside for studies and, well, socializing. You should know this probably will not be the case in your new career. Be prepared to work 40 or more hours per week with limited vacation time during your first year. It may take a few weeks to get into the routine of getting up earlier and working a full week, but you will be used to it before you know it.
Creating good routines can be challenging as you transition into your new career fresh out of college. Gabe Kimball shares some important information suggesting that scheduling your time might not be the only challenge you encounter when you shift cultures from college to career.
Almost every organization has policies their employees must follow. These include guidelines around professional appearance. Expectations could range from conservative business attire to corporate casual or even casual dress. Oftentimes, grooming, piercings, and tattoos are also addressed in the guidelines. The bottom line is that your work appearance may need to be a little different from what you're used to looking like as a student. You should inquire into what these types of guidelines are prior to your interview so that you can walk in and make a good impression. Also, become familiar with and adhere to the guidelines established around the use of social media as well as personal use of cell phones at work. How and when you communicate is different in the work environment.
Recognizing the line between what is and isn't acceptable with dress and communication in a new workplace can be difficult at first, but as with most aspects of a new job, you usually catch on quickly. For example, you'll have to learn how to work in tandem with your new coworkers. Ray Gibson shares some tips about becoming a valuable team member.
Chances are you've worked as part of a team during your college career. The skills you learned from those situations will come in handy upon your transition into the workforce. Try to look at it like this. The more teams you're invited to join, the more visibility you'll probably gain. Be sure to always pull your weight and follow through on your assigned tasks. Don't be the slacker. It will quickly be noticed.
Most recent graduates begin their careers at entry-level position. Don't panic if you feel like your first role doesn't match your dream career. I'm working in HR when I was a finance major, which is definitely not where I thought I was going to be. Learn everything you can, enhance your skills, and develop transferable skills. This is your first opportunity to grow and develop in your career. The skills you acquire in your first year help set you up for future opportunities as well as promotions.
Also, know that your major does not dictate the types of jobs you can work. Be sure to apply for the position you desire, not just the ones you think you have to apply for. Especially in the business field, there are a vast amount of positions that you are qualified for without a particular specialization. Be prepared to show that your skills are applicable to the role you are seeking. Then talk about how you can make a difference in their organization.
Adapting to the corporate world takes time. It may at times feel overwhelming. Do your best and don't be afraid to ask your manager questions and solicit feedback on how you are doing and how you can improve. After some time, you will feel confident in your new position.
It's great to hear tips from people who've gone through the same experience you'll probably encounter, but that doesn't alleviate the nerves and angst you feel as you begin this new chapter of your life. Don't worry, you're not alone. We asked Gabe and Ray to share other components of their transition.
I did not get one night's good rest for maybe 3 weeks. It was, now I'm going from, sometimes you can skip those classes that you don't necessarily have to go to I have to go there every day. There's no more skipping. It's just a grade. Now it's, you get paid for how you're performing. And if you're not performing, then, you know, so it was a very scary time for that.
Well, mine was a little different, I would say. The only anxiety I might have felt was due to going into the type of career where there weren't necessarily guarantees. It was something that I would have to make sure that I kept the activity up and I was meeting with enough people. So my transition really wasn't that big of a deal from college to career because, you know, I've been a teacher for several years, and so I had that experience, and I kind of knew what to expect in the transition. But the going from a different field into this field, I would say, is what created maybe a little bit of anxiety for me at the beginning. Having been in your shoes not too long ago, we hope the insights we just shared will help you in your transition to your exciting new career. Best of luck.
The Western and Southern Life Insurance Company, Cincinnati, Ohio, SCR_0701505.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University Career Services. Many thanks to this episode's guests representing Western and Southern Life Insurance. Music created by the Italian band Last Minute. Be certain to check Miami University Career Services Career Chat webpage for show notes and supplemental material, as well as other podcast episodes.